Born in Nîmes in 1700, Charles-Joseph Natoire, along with François Boucher, probably best illustrates the spirit of French painting under the reign of Louis XV. A refined painter with inspired, masterly drawing skills, he added some of his most remarkable works to the great decors of the period. The Story of Mark Antony was a series of tapestry cartoons originally intended for the Manufacture de Gobelin, the Gobelin Manufactory. However, the Musée de Nîmes holds the only three that were made, along with a small format sketch for a fourth that was never finished. Natoire was originally commissioned to create seven pictures in 1740, illustrating the story of Mark Antony, to be woven at the Gobelin factory. The first one, The Entrance of Mark Antony to Ephesus, was presented at the Salon in 1741. It was a while before the next two cartoons were painted, however. The second, The Meal of Cleopatra and Mark Antony, was not completed until 1754, and the third, The Arrival of Cleopatra at Tarsus, in 1756. In the meantime, Natoire had been appointed director of the Académie de France in Rome, where he arrived in 1751 and took up a new life as administrator and teacher, and where his painting gradually took second place. The story of Mark Antony, together with the ceiling of Saint-Louis-des-Français in Rome, are the last great works he painted.